Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, we actually went out and hired a well-known statistician. We didn't put his name in it because he was targeted one time. We did stuff for us before. So just look at the CDC's own numbers. We're going to cover the giant hoax that is COVID-19. We're not saying it's not a real virus. We're not saying it doesn't kill some people. But the way they've handled it and exacerbated it and hyped it up is a sign to shut the economy down. That is all coming up. But let's talk about Herman Cain, who died yesterday. You know, he had liver cancer. He had bowel cancer. He had a bunch of cancers. He was really sick. A lot of people that know him well. And he died of pneumonia, but they're saying COVID-19. Did he really die of the ventilator? That's the question we asked. The report's at man.video. Here it is.
Herman Cain killed by COVID-19? Or like so many others, was he killed by the ventilator? We just received the sad news on this Thursday morning that Herman Cain, CEO, popular talk show host, former presidential Republican candidate, has died. And we're told in the headlines he died of COVID-19. But read the fine print. Here are the facts that we know right now. Upwards of 90% of people who are put on ventilators with COVID-19 end up dying. And for at least 5 months, most of the top scientists and doctors have said you should not be put on a ventilator. You should be given steroids to cause inflammation to go down because people are having an autoimmune response. As soon as I heard he died, I began to read and watch what was happening. And they announced within an hour that indeed, ladies and gentlemen, he'd been put on a ventilator and that he died on a ventilator. Also, Herman Cain was 74 years of age. Herman Cain had a lot of underlying health conditions. I know that because I know some of the people that were involved in Neil Bortz and his production crew years ago when they co-hosted shows. And you could also see in the last few speeches he gave that he was very, very frail and wasn't as strong as he had once been. He was still a workaholic. So again, we were told that 2.5 million people would be dead by now. It's actually 150,000. And most of those are people that died of gunshot wounds, car wrecks, motorcycle accidents, skydiving accidents, and yes, even shark attacks. In this case, he's a 70-something-year-old man who already had pre-existing health conditions. He tested positive for COVID-19. Now, that doesn't even mean he had COVID-19. Most of the tests, it turns out, are false. If you've had a cold or the flu in the last few years, it shows up as a false positive as well. They just said 600,000 members of the military had COVID. It was an accounting error. They're doing everything they can to push up these numbers. And Herman Cain wanted to reopen the economy. Herman Cain supported President Trump having his rallies again. And they're trying to say that because he went to the Tulsa rally, that's where he got COVID-19 with no evidence. Herman Cain's death should not be used to keep America shut down. The UN admits millions of people are on the edge of starvation and already starving because when the first world shuts down, the third world dies, ladies and gentlemen. Herman Cain was for opening the economy. We should not let the leftists and the globalists and Bill Gates use his death to keep things locked down. It's all about politics. It's about getting Trump out of office. It's about getting us further into debt. It's about the whole surveillance state. It's about forced inoculations and digital microchips they inject into you to prove you've been inoculated. After denying it for months, Bill Gates has now come out and admitted through his foundation that indeed they want you to take a microchip to be able to travel in an airplane or have a job. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order tyranny isn't coming. It's here. I really liked Herman Cain. He was a very positive, very friendly guy, and most of talk radio is very negative, very warlike, including myself, because that's what it takes to win this fight. But he was able, with humor and incredible wit, to really do a great job, and I thought he did a better job than Neil Bortz on Neil Bortz's program. So again, I'm very, very sad to hear that Herman Cain, who I had a chance to meet at the RNC in 2006, is dead. He's one of the best political minds we have. I disagree with him on quite a few things, but overall, he was a great American. He'll be sorely missed. Don't let these ghouls use his death to kill America, kill our economy, and kill the third world. Reopen America now. Arrest Fauci and Bill Gates for crimes against humanity, for insider trading, and for lying to people and sending sick people to nursing homes so they actually get some real death numbers. And don't ever forget, almost everyone that's put on one of these breathing machines dies. Normally that saves somebody with pneumonia, but this virus is different. It's an autoimmune response. So warn your family and warn others. The most dangerous place for them to be is in a hospital. Not just during COVID-19. Upwards of 500,000 Americans die a year of medical malpractice. That's not even counting the other 300,000 that die from flesh-eating bacteria and other infections in hospitals. The most dangerous place in the world is in a U.S. hospital. I'm Alex Jones, and you have been warned.
All right, we've got incredible information. Straight ahead.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Now listen up. She's a razor sharp. She's a cool, cool black. Moves like a cat. If she gets your name, you might not make it back, Epstein. The knives are out, Bubbles. You want to fight? You got them. Knives are out right now. They kill. They kill. So you see all the globalist attacks and all their games. That's because they're failing right now. They're losing right now. She keeps her motor clean. You believe me, you. She's a number 13. When the clock strikes midnight. All right, Rob News here with us. All right, here we are. I've got this stack of articles I want to just show people. And then we've got the statistician we hired before. He got attacked as an academic and things for even being involved with us. So we're not putting his name on it this time. But we already knew these numbers. We thought we'd get a degree, PhD statistician to come and look at the numbers all over the country where they take the flu and the other deaths and they put it in the COVID-19 column. And we've done it. It's in a Don Salazar article on Infowars.com. Scandemic. CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. Data shows agency categorizing deaths from common flu as COVID deaths. That's the article. We'll get to it in a moment. But first, a big Zero Hedge article that links to mainstream news. ABC, you name it. Ohio withdraws ban on hydroxychloroquine. Fauci accused of misinformation campaign. Now, imagine saying Tylenol doesn't help headaches. I mean, everybody knows that's not true. Or ibuprofen doesn't help inflammation in joints. Hydroxychloroquine goes back to quinine. It was used by the Aztecs 1,000 years ago. The Dutch found out about it from the Spanish 400 years ago. I mean, it kills malaria, okay? It's an antiviral. It's established. It's ridiculous. But if you're Fauci with Resdenovir or whatever for $2,000 a dose, you don't want that because he owns part of it and he's got the patents on the drugs. So this article lays out how the governor now of Ohio came out and said, executive order, you can now prescribe it. You could before. They put orders in saying you couldn't. And imagine medical doctors at press conferences and they are being shut down. They're being told they can't do it.
And in some cases, fired.
Let's turn your mic on.
Yeah, they're being fired, too, Alex. Some of these nurses, our doctors, some of these doctors are being fired.
That's right, because it's all intimidation. So researchers, retract botched anti-hydroxychloroquine study, which was used to attack Trump. That was happened 2 months ago. So the UN uses a botched study paid for by Fauci and Gates to say that it doesn't help you. That was a lie. And they're still doing that. Think how criminal.
They took veterans who were dying, Alex, and gave them hydroxychloroquine. Like, oh, well, they died. Well, they were already dying. They were already on death's bed. They started giving it to them.
Exactly. Gates-funded hydroxychloroquine studies are designed to kill people. Researchers retract botched hydroxychloroquine study, which was used to attack Trump. Coronavirus influential study of hydroxychloroquine withdrawn. The Lancet retracts large study of hydroxychloroquine. So, meanwhile, video, Trump defends viral hydroxychloroquine doctor, says, I thought she was very impressive. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to shut anybody down that puts this out, including Donald Trump Jr. So it's Alex Jones 2 years ago. Now it's medical doctors in a press conference, and Fauci goes on TV, Rob did, and says yesterday, I agree, don't let doctors have speech. This is beyond the Soviet Union.
And the head of YouTube admitted it. He said, hey, it doesn't follow CDC, UN guidelines, so we just ban them. We don't let doctors who've been practicing, that's what you practice medicine, they've been practicing medicine, having results with hydroxychloroquine.
But this is an established antiviral known.
Oh, yeah. They've been using it for years.
And it's, like saying brush your teeth and get rid of cavities.
And the doctor who he's talking about, this black lady, she's from Nigeria. She's been using hydroxychloroquine for years to treat people with malaria. She knows how it works. Plenty of other doctors have come out and said, hey, there's no problem with it. Even Dr. Drew, the TV doctor, said, I prescribe it all the time. I've never had any problems with it, because they're talking about the heart problems. He goes, I've never seen anyone with heart
They've
problems.
They've had all these doctors all come out and say, I've got 1,000 patients. I've got 300 patients. I got. It's a fact. It's like saying electricity comes out of a light socket. I mean, they are literally gas. Let me ask this before we get into the study that we paid for and the huge news. Why are they skipping animal trials? Why are they admitting that 100% of people have side effects on the vaccine? 20% are hospitalized. Like, they just don't care. They're just doing it.
They're skipping animal trials because then they don't have to. What they have is they'll do a third, another study after they inject you with it. You know, for a human trial, it goes up to here. And then with the animal trial, they go one step further where they can put the virus into the animal and see how it reacts.
But 100% of the ferrets die.
Exactly. Well, with the old coronavirus, because they've been trying to get coronavirus vaccines for years. That's a big, that's supposedly.
Because they were going to release the coronavirus as soon as they got it.
Exactly. And now it's what, an RNA vaccine that's going to rewrite your DNA?
Wanted a weaponized. Yeah. They always, the Holy Grail was a weaponized common cold.
Right, because it spreads fast. And then, you know, some people really get it and they'll die off, and it gets rid of, I guess, the people who are older who have comorbidities, because that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people die from this.
Yeah, the average age is like 82.
Yeah, they're 82 and they have all these other problems. They have diabetes, they have high blood pressure, they have cancer, all kinds of things.
And this is Gates who says, I want to kill old people.
Yeah.
And then he cooks up at Wuhan on record, him and Fauci, something that kills old people. And I love how he goes on TV and goes, I'm not involved. And the whole internet goes and finds all the clips of him.
Yeah.
How much trouble is Gates in, though?
Well, you could tell when even Nora O'Donnell asked him about the side effects and the adverse reactions. And he starts, he can't get his words out.
The FDA, they'll do it.
They'll do it. They're the gold standard. And, yeah, there it is right there. I mean, he really, and he's talking about the severe pain in the arm, and he's rubbing his arm. It's just severe pain.
But 20% had to be put on ventilators. They had to be put in hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to show you enough. They're going to try to give millions of people this? This is actually psychos destroying themselves. I don't want people to die, but I kind of like, they want to normalize everybody. Can you imagine when they start giving the vaccine, how they're going to try to cover up the deaths?
Oh, totally. You had the guy come out who was in the trial and said, I went home and I had the worst fever. I felt horrible, but I still think people should take the vaccine. I mean, that's how crazy these people are. They've been brainwashed into believing anything that these authority figures say.
Well, that's it. They're just like Aztecs. Come up here, we're going to chop your heart out, and you just march up and chop your heart out.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
This is like, we can't cover up the vaccines are hurting people. We'll just get people to accept it.
Yeah. And they've accepted it with the mask. Now they're going to try this goggle thing. That's the, you know, in 2 months, everybody's got to wear goggles to walk into Walmart. And it's just, it's never going to end.
Because if they can make you do all that, you'll take a chip. You'll
take
all the Gates officially, like it's in Google, it's on their own Microsoft site, that you're going to have to take a chip to buy and sell.
Yep.
And then they go, but we're not doing it. It's like on their site that this is officially happening. BBC says you'll have to have this, but then Gates goes, I know nothing about this.
Well, and they're going to do all these things. You can't go to a bar. You can't do this. You can't travel to certain states until, oh, now the vaccine's here, the magical vaccine. People are like, just give it to me. Please, just give it to me. And then you're going to see people.
And then Gates goes, oh, sorry. It's 5 a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And then we have to make a new one.
You got to wear goggles.
And he even admits it when he's talking to the reporter, Gates. He's like, well, we had to give a high dose. We had to give him 2 doses. And that's what they do. It's like, no, one dose.
Well,
no,
young people get 2. Old get 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. You got to really amp it up for old people. He said that. And we're going to have 700,000 people have really bad adverse reactions. So, I mean, get ready, people, because when it comes to you,
they're literally
going to take that death.
Sometime they got to kill us.
Yeah.
And so they got to have a cover. It's like, yeah, you're all going to die. Just get ready. We need to save you by killing you.
It totally boggles the mind of what is going on and what people are putting up
with. Now, you know Bill Gates isn't taking any of this.
Oh, no. No. Hey, nobody above a certain level is taking.
Think about what a psycho he is, though. His whole world is about making you take something in your body. And those of us that aren't rapists don't get a rapist isn't about the sex.
Right.
It's about the power.
About the power. Yep. And he is a globalist rapist, a global rapist is what he's trying to do at this point.
I want to put a shirt out that just says Bill Gates, vaccine rapist.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally wants to, like, stick with fetal tissue. I mean, it'd be bad if you get raped. You know, the person might have a disease, but this is like dead babies and diseases. And
now we see again, speaking of rapists, Bill Clinton is a rapist. It came out in court documents. Once again, raped
little girls. And now he's going to rape you. He runs the global initiative with the contact tracers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we went out, we hired a statistician to come up with the numbers. The story's on Infowars.com. It's in the Don Salazar story. Scamdemic, CDC stat show flu deaths drop as COVID deaths increase. This is life-saving. To get this information, to get it out to doctors, hospitals, you name it, we looked at a whole bunch of states and found what people were saying 6 months ago, 5 months ago was true. They're counting all the flu deaths, you name it, in the same column. So Rob News here. You hired the statistician to go over this. Yep. Stories on InfoWars. This starts out with Arizona. Let's walk through this.
Yeah, and I had him look at the hotspot states. So Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Texas, those were all Florida. That's where they said this is where it's all happening. So if you look and you can see you have the flu deaths here going up to 16. So not that many. That's per day. These are deaths per day. And this is actually the flu is the blue line. The COVID deaths, you can see the number. It's 140. It almost gets to 140 a day at one point. But you can see how as the flu goes down, COVID's magically taking its place. And
in graphic after graphic, it's the exact same signature.
Yeah.
It's just a computer change.
Exactly.
Which they admit they're counting flu as the death, but here's the numbers.
There's the numbers. And then if you look at pneumonia, pneumonia follows almost the same path as COVID, almost the same number. So I've got him doing pneumonia deaths next, comparing that with the COVID, because he's got to get all this data, put it all in, and it took him a while to gather the data. Now we're going to start seeing graphs spit out, which is going to be great. I can't wait to see how these numbers line up. I've also got him looking at pneumonia deaths throughout the years to see if there's a big change in these states. And we're looking at these specific states now. I think next we go and look at states that didn't have lockdowns and see what the numbers are, because I think you're going to see totally
they
different
didn't
stats.
Have them. They didn't
exactly.
Have
them. There wasn't the manipulation going on. So you're seeing that.
And meanwhile, New York will not release data because they're running the.
He was looking at New York. He goes, I can't make sense of it. None of it makes sense. He's like, it's different in different places. So we kind of excluded New York, even though New York was one of the ones I said we need to look at that. But he goes, I can't make sense of this. And you could.
Well, because they know what they're doing there. They're covering up.
Well, yeah. I mean, New York's old school mobsters. They know how to manipulate data. They know what they're doing to get the money, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. The more COVID patients
it's
you have,
a few thousand for everybody, you put a tube in and kill you.
Like Hank Johnson said, money. So let's go to California. And you can see California, almost the same signature, but you've got, you know, maybe 10 times more, almost 10 times more COVID deaths than flu deaths. But it's like, here we got the dip and we had the dip. And then as these go down, these go up. It's really weird. They just manipulate it. They put it out, just put it out a few weeks and drop the number or raise the number up. And that's what we're going to
do. What's crazy is it matches. Like they cut off the flu, and then the same signature of what it would have done is the same deal.
And then you almost have the same thing with pneumonia if you look at these with multiple causes of death, which is the comorbidities and then the underlying. And
I mean, look at it. They match.
They match. It's crazy. It's really crazy what they've done. I'll pull this down so you can see pneumonia, and they kind of do the same thing. And then flu is almost the exact same thing. It's like they've just remanipulated the data and added a bunch more deaths to it. Or, you know,
they're being extremely lazy.
They are. And, you know, it's, I think that's part of the thing.
The point is, it's all fake.
But it's, you know, the fraction matter. We've talked about this election meddling.
Fraction magic.
Yeah. We're just going to make these little maneuvers right here, and you're not going to see them because it's not whole numbers. It's fractions. So you never, it's hard to find the signature. But here you go. Same thing in Florida. Big scoop goes down. Big scoop goes down. And then they cross each other as one's going down, one starts going up. I mean, it's comical when you look at it.
Talk about a double cross. There it is.
That's, yeah, there you go. And it's in every state does the same thing. Here's Texas. So, you know, we've seen Texas going up and down and crazy.
But, Rob, what's crazy is they admit they're adding regular deaths to it. So it's not like it's even our opinion. We just have graphs showing it. It's just like, my God.
Michigan State Senator Dr. Jensen came out, and then they investigated him for saying what they told him to do. He went out and said, hey, they're telling us if we suspect it's COVID, you can put COVID on the death certificate. He goes, well, I've never heard of that. So I had to go out and talk to people.
Now he's got an ethics investigation.
He's got it. Well, they just ended it. But it took him. He was under this for a while.
This other doctor, for being in a press conference, saying,
oh, yeah, she gets
saying hydroxychloroquine helped my patient. She's fired.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other one gets tarred and feathered through the media.
Because the bureaucracy is saying, we don't care about your degree or your patients or your proof. We're the insurance companies. We're the bankers. We say what reality is.
We care about the numbers, and we care about, I mean, let's look at this. Well, who's funded by the major news media? It's Big Pharma. So they're working hand in hand on this. And, hey, we got to promote remdesivir. Okay, cool. We're on that.
There's a total conflict of interest.
Yeah, we got to go against hydroxychloroquine. We have to have a law where you can't have these drug companies.
But imagine remdesivir in their fake study had an 8% increase in life.
Yeah.
And it turns out it actually probably kills you in the other studies. But then something that has a 99% success rate that's cheap.
Oh, we got to crush that. I mean,
this is murder.
Oh, it's total murder. And then we had the doctor out in West Texas with budesonide. He was the inhaler.
The steroid.
Yeah. He said, hey, this is working with all my patients. They're like, oh, no, we can't. We got to drag this guy through the mud. Anybody who comes out with anything that works, it's like,
but folks, it's
only
okay because they're murdering everybody. And in the end of the day, it's all going to pan out.
Yeah.
Look at these other.
Here's press. Michigan. Here, this is from Dr. Jensen came out. Look, it matches perfectly the pneumonia almost to the week in that. But then you have the same thing. A big rise here. I guess this is when they started killing the old people here, but they still have the same peak. And then it drops down almost the same way. It's weird how this stuff works when you start looking at the numbers. And then you have in Texas where we have them on video saying we're going to count one person. We're going to multiply that, or we're going to add 15 to that. Every time we get one case.
And that's why 15. People all over the country, because the NIH still runs it, even if Trump tried to shut them off. If one person gets it, they count 15 more. That's why you've never even been to the doctor. You get a letter. You have COVID-19.
Exactly.
Because some people somebody getting, near you had it.
Some people were getting positive and negatives in the same test. They were getting them sent. You got it? Oh, no, you don't have it.
And they never went and took it.
No.
Because a computer says somebody you were around had it. It was also a fake positive.
Right. And we're trying to get
through
your phone.
So what this is just... The globalists just said, hey, take the gloves off. People are awake to us. Just use medical system. It's trusted. Hammer them with disinfo.
And just ban people. Ban people when they speak up. You notice they're getting a lot quicker at banning people. It barely took them 24 hours to pull that nurse press conference, which is like a 10-minute video, off.
Yeah, notice it was a big deal when they banned me. And now it's just like, no doctors.
Do it.
If the UN doesn't approve it, you can't talk.
Exactly.
I mean, we're under UN control, folks. If it's not UN approved, then go on the internet.
I just found they did a 6-hour summit. I found part one. You can't find part two anywhere. But I'm going to go put that up today. That's going to be 3 hours of these doctors and having long discussions with each other. Even Dr. Erickson, one of the first doctors to get banned off YouTube, is in with this group. So these are
people
all over the country.
We should create a segment that's at Banned on Video called Banned Medical Videos.
Well, we have one called Banned by Globalists, I think it's called. Censored by Globalists is the channel that we created. And it's got most of this medical information.
That's why people ask them, how are you taking being banned? I'm like, they're coming for you next. What do you think? How I'm taking this?
I mean, now they're banning doctors.
It's like in World War II, like German bombers are bombing Britain. They bomb my business. And you go, oh, we're so sorry for it. Like, they're coming back tomorrow to bomb you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't even know what these people are thinking here. It's like, we're under globalist attack where doctors can't even tell you what's happening with their patient.
They're not thinking. They're reacting. And it's so much information's coming at them. All they do is react. And they don't have time to really sit and think. And they keep doing it, and they keep piling it on. So that's how it's happening. It's no thinking. It's all real.
Well, the report's on Infowars.com. Only way the dog hunts is you share the link. Save a lot of lives, folks. The article.
We got more coming out.
Scamdemic CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. It's totally important. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Dr. Lisa Coach coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, where I continue to lead a large 8,000 patient practice through the front lines of this COVID-19 pandemic. Many of you have been joining me from the beginning, where my strong urge for answers, my huge level of curiosity, my constant asking of why, made me feel compelled and drawn to be more present and more vocal during this time. Back in March, there were extremes going on. There were, you're going to die because there's not enough ventilators, and there were, stay in your house before you infect somebody. And I sat in my kitchen and said, where are the people that are speaking to the middle, which is humanity? Who's talking to the day-to-day people about how to take care of ourselves, about how to go through, get through this without turning into a fear-mongering, panicked mess? So I felt, as I analyzed that more and more, that that person needed to be somebody on the front lines who understood internal medicine, who understood how viruses work, who treats people day in and day out with comorbid conditions. I also understood that that person should be somebody who can take information and not get sucked into the energetic response of fear and panic. And I felt that there was a huge integrative side to how we were going to handle this virus and this pandemic. And that's when I decided, as I was looking around for someone to speak, that I was just as much equipped as the next person. And I came out and I've tried to lead during this time with the best information I could get my hands on. I'm going to try to make it through this live without getting too upset, but yesterday, my colleagues were on Capitol Hill, and these people, I felt the connection so deeply because they are people who love and care for patients just like I do. And they came out and they spoke about information that has been hidden from the public, information that I've had to go underground to find. I'm not a political person. I just want to heal people. I want to empower people. I want you to be able to take care of yourselves and live a life the highest potential you ever can possibly achieve. And that requires,
by the way, the full interview with Lisa Koch is at man.video. She was fired from her job after she went to that press conference and talked about her patients doing well with hydroxychloroquine, which puts zinc into the cells. But here's Dale Bigtree, documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist, laying out what's really going on with the vaccine trials and why they've skipped the animal trials. He's in studio with us, but here's the clip.
Multiple drug companies have been attempting to make a coronavirus vaccine. Here's what's amazing, and I discovered in our research. Every single animal trial by all of those different drug companies and different approaches to a coronavirus vaccine had the same result. In every one of the trials, they used ferrets. It's a popular animal. I think it has a similar immune system to human beings. They gave them their trial COVID or coronavirus vaccine, and the animals seemed to be doing just fine. They would have said it's safe. Look, the animal's fine. Vaccine didn't hurt them. They even checked their blood, and they were having robust antibody production, meaning it looks like it really works, and they're probably all jumping up and down in their laboratories. But here's what happens. In an animal trial, you're allowed to go one step further than you're ethically allowed to in a human trial. That's called a challenge study, where they actually put the animal in contact with the virus. Can't do this with human beings. But they put the ferrets in contact with coronavirus, and every single one of the trials had the same problem. Instead of the antibodies protecting the animal from the coronavirus, the antibodies actually helped the virus attack their own immune system, and it overreacted. They had serious upper respiratory conditions, organ failure, what's called a cytokine storm, meaning the immune system sent their body into inflammation and brain all over. Many of the animals died. It was so catastrophic that in these trials, you'll see at the end a caution that says, we should be very careful moving forward with human trials. Well, now we have just skipped all of the animal trials, and we're going into these small human trials that will never have the challenge study part of this. So what I'm saying is we are rushing a vaccine that was deadly in the animal trials.
This isn't a science fiction movie. This is really happening. Dale Bigtree is an award-winning producer, won Emmys for it. He also has the award-winning documentary Vaxxed. And he also has the show, The High Wire. Dale Bigtree is with us on Twitter, Dale Bigtree, thehighwire.com. He's here with us right now for the next hour and 20 minutes or so. this historical time, I have to pinch myself before I go on air every day, that owners of hospitals, clinics, doctors, scientists, epidemiologists, Rockefeller University scientists, they go public, they say basic things that are true. They say, hey, they said 2.5 million would die, it's 150,000. They're putting people that died of automobile accidents in the thing. They're counting flu deaths as this. And they get banned. And now Sundar Pichai is in Congress 2 days ago going, yeah, we take orders from the UN. And if they say it's not allowed, we don't do it. And Fauci, who's been wrong about everything,
right,
is like up there on TV yesterday saying, yeah, we should censor doctors in America. This feels like jumping the shark. Dale Bigtree, what do you think's happening?
I think it's one of the most outrageous moments in American history. We are watching the American dream on fire right now as we speak. I think that you have real crimes against humanity taking place. This is Nazi stuff in my mind. Let's look at this Tuskegee experiment. This is what I get asked about all the time. You know, we had African Americans that had syphilis. We had a cure. We didn't give it to them. One of the tragic moments of the CDC, the NIH, where Fauci works. Well, that's happening right now. You've got hydroxychloroquine that is being shown to be successful in 65 studies internationally. You have the Ford Medical Center, which is one of our best research hospitals, that came forward after a study of six of their hospitals, randomized study, and they said half the people died in the hydroxychloroquine group than those that died that didn't receive it, meaning we would have half the death rate had this nation used hydroxychloroquine. And now you still have Fauci coming out against Ford Medical Center. He's got no science to push to it.
It's incredible.
And I think, honestly, he's putting it all on the line. You got to hand it to the guy, because now if he's wrong, when we prove that he's wrong, when the world finally says hydroxychloroquine was the cure, we got to put these guys up for trial for murdering hundreds of thousands.
Nuremberg trials. Nuremberg.
Absolutely.
We're not just saying that. I agree. He's got chutzpah I've never seen.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, he is doubling down for whatever reason it is. This agenda is so powerful. I mean, I've been saying all along, the agenda is to force vaccinate every adult, every person in America.
And now they admit it.
And now they're admitting, right? They're telling you, we will not let your lives go back to normal until there is a vaccine. We are going to destroy this, this economy. And however long it takes, we will not let your kids go back to school. We will not let you have the life you had before until our vaccine agenda is fulfilled.
And then it's an RNA, DNA vaccine that goes in and reprograms yourself?
I mean, it's terrifying, really. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around what's happening. The Moderna trial.
No, even Alex Jones can't do it.
I know.
I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, well, this isn't even real.
This is even real. It's a failed concept. For decades, they've been working on mRNA vaccines. But everyone in the Moderna trial got sick, okay? Everyone had an adverse reaction. The high dose had severe adverse reactions. But what's happening in their bodies, Alex? This isn't a piece of a virus how we usually make a vaccine. We didn't just put a little piece or a dead virus inside where your body's kind of like, what is that? And it reacts and maybe you have a fever. They'll say, like, all, you know, they excuse that you're kind of getting a little light version.
They're giving you the disease.
They're basically giving you data. There's basically this data code.
Now they're going in and rewriting the book.
Right. They're rewriting your book. Why are you getting sick? What about rewriting your book to make you sick? They don't know. That's what's crazy. There's
a giant lab experiment.
It is a giant lab experiment that's failing. And they say, well, there's not long-term events. How do you know?
Well, Dale, we always feel guilty about rats and guinea pigs being tested on. You don't look like a guinea pig to me. I don't either. This is crazy.
It is crazy. These are real human beings. And look, I hope they're being paid well. I hope they were told right up front that animals died when we did this in animal trials. So you are risking your life.
Let's talk about that. When we come back, we should probably pull up the CBS clip where they go, 80% are having bad reactions. 20% are going to the hospital. But it's not a problem. This is all safe and effective. Dale Bigtree is our guest. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. And tell folks to tune in now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Del Bigtree is a very renowned, award-winning documentary filmmaker, TV show producer, journalist, and he fell down the rabbit hole many years ago looking at the vaccines, and now they don't deny that vaccines can hurt you. Now they're just saying, we're coming, and you're going to take them one way or the other. So you've got the floor here. You're on fire.
Yeah.
And we're so honored to have you here in Austin.
Thank you.
In studio with us. Gates and the world awakening to him and his eugenics agenda and the skipping the animal trials, and David Knight has a big article on InfoWars, the three phases of the lies with the vaccine and all the huge health problems and people being paralyzed on the vaccine. And they're just going to deploy this, they're saying, by December and start injecting everyone? Well, how are they going to cover that up?
I mean, amazing, right? You got Tony Fauci out there saying that, well, we just don't see the safety in hydroxychloroquine, even though it's been safe for 65 years, given to pregnant women that are breastfeeding. That's how safe they believe that drug is. But when we have everybody getting sick in the Moderna trials, sickness in the Oxford trials of AstraZeneca, the two different top-running contenders of the vaccine, They say, Fauci says, I'm not concerned about the adverse events. And we're going to get this out to the public before we're done with all the safety trials. And I've been looking at the safety trials. Alex, you've never seen a bigger mess of webs of hidden. I mean, they got all these branched off.
And even CBS is like
shocked.
Like, wait a minute, 80% are having bad effects, 20% go to the hospital?
Right. I mean, serious.
It's like, oh, the FDA, they'll do a good job.
Yeah, well, and you have Bill Gates saying, well, if the FDA isn't pressured, they'll do a good job. By the way, I just want you to know, my nonprofit, we put forward a petition to the FDA demanding, because, you know, we've won lawsuits against CDC, FDA, Health and Human Services, so they're not happy with me right now, which is probably why I got kicked off of YouTube. But I put forward a petition demanding that the FDA cannot call a vaccine safe. It's not being compared against a saline placebo. They were going to use the meningococcal vaccine is the saline group in the second and third phase trials. 2 days after our demand, at least now we have it. It's going to be a saline
placebo. I have to thank you for my family. Shows that people challenge things, we have an effect.
We have an effect. We do. And that, you know, we are really starting. You sue and you win against government and health agencies. They have a real issue. So they're changing the protocols, thank God. But here's the problem. They're only going to look at, you know, the safety profile for a couple of months. When we talk about the autoimmune diseases, all the issues, these people are getting sick on the spot, fevers, going to the hospital. But
exactly.
We have no
what's
idea.
Coming later?
Nobody knows.
Obviously,
what's going
a DNA
them.
Vaccine that changes your cells.
Your DNA is mutating as we speak. We started with a fever and a lot of pain. Where does it end? That's the question. We don't know where this
obviously
ends.
It's like somebody's got a gun to Gates' head. Like, what? Why are they doing this?
Do you think that's the case? I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know.
But what they're doing is very destructive.
It looks to me that Gates is attempting to be a world power. It looks to me he's stepping
in. Over.
Maybe there's not someone beside him, but I have a feeling he's saying, get out of the way, Rothschilds. Get out of the way. I made the move. I have Silicon Valley, and I have all of the medical establishment. I'm putting this cabal together. I'm
going to
take
us,
over the world. I don't know.
He can put in our body what he wants and admit it's going to kill us, he's God.
And shut down every way that we now communicate with each other via the web or the internet or any 5G, anything's going on. He's got his fingers in all that. He can control the discussion. He can, you know, he's controlling government.
And he
he's
said, I'm going to build a world government to depopulate.
And
you said the Wall Street Journal. I agree. You're right. He's the Antichrist, basically.
He sure seems to be. If there's someone behind him, I don't know who that is, and I don't know who he does. He looks like he's, you know, off the chain, but no one likes him. I mean, this is the brilliance, really. No matter where he goes,
everyone gets it.
Africa
literally, they said no one in African history. Africa literally hates Bill Gates. They get it.
Yeah. Well, they've been poisoned by him long enough, and they're just finally saying to the world, now that your cameras are on us, now that you want to send your test vaccines into our country again, well, thank God for the first time in history, phase one trials are under a microscope because of the arrogance of these drug companies saying, we're going to get a vaccine. We're going to destroy your life until we get one. All right, well, let's watch that. This is the part of the drug, you know, creating process we've never seen. We've never watched the phase one trials. This is where they kill African children all over, Indian children all over the place, and they don't tell us it ever happened. Well, now every camera is poised because of the work that you and I was putting focus on this right now.
We know what happened. Last December, they had the UN meeting 2 days in Switzerland. Their own scientists said the doctors are wobbly, we're hurting people, there's no testing.
Yep.
They were having a soul. They doubled down with this big crisis.
That's it.
I think this blows up in their face.
I think it's blowing up in their face, and I think this week it came to a head like we've never seen. I'm calling it the cyber attack on truth. You had Silicon Valley just shut down. Silicon Valley just shut down 12 doctors. I know you were talking about this earlier, but it is such a shocking event.
It's not Alex Jones you lied about. It's not right. an asshole like David Doctor, aren't allowed to speak now.
Your frontline doctors that are treating people with their own hands, risking their own careers to give them a drug that obviously is controversial around the world, and then finally stepping up and admitting to the world on camera, I'm putting my license on the line to tell you, even though I know Fauci never liked this drug, has been pushing against it, and the FDA has been making it hard to get to.
And who made Fauci this god? It's so evil.
A man who hasn't touched a patient in 40 years. Why are we listening to this guy? I want to listen to people that are looking to the eyes of human beings that are going to live or die by the choices they're
and
making.
It's working.
And they're living.
Yep.
And they're standing there saying, all of my patients are living right now. You can be saved if you're in a hospital, if you have a relative, and they're not. Here's the thing. They don't have a treatment. It's not like we like this other treatment. It's literally no treatment or hydroxychloroquine.
And let me give you the good news, though. I've looked at Fauci. He was really arrogant even 2 weeks ago. He looks scared as hell on TV now.
He better be, because we're coming after him. It's over. Whoever now he is working for, I believe Bill Gates and other people like him.
Oh, he's on the payroll.
The puppet. He's out there, and they're putting him on the line, and he is going to go down, and it will not be pretty. This man needs to be arrested, and simply because then we need to get him on the stand and say, hey, you want to mitigate your sentence? Go ahead and start telling us what Bill Gates has been up to. You're on the inside.
But that's how psychos work when they start getting caught. Like when the cops are after a psycho, they might kill one person a year. They'll kill five in a day. And they get disorganized. And that's what they're doing, is they're like doubling down and going crazy.
You know, I met an Israeli professor that investigates crime scenarios. He teaches, you know, the military there. And he says it's called a crime cyclone, that it starts out as just a lie to cover up a problem. But then someone hears the lie breaks. You got to kill somebody. And now you find yourself, you know, in this murder spree, because all it started out with a
single lie. It's out of control.
It's out of control. And that's where they're at. They are now out of control. They're going to try and kill, destroy, shut down websites, shut down YouTube. They don't care, but it's too late. They're too deep in. They can't stop this crime spree trying to cover up what is one of the greatest, most tragic mistakes. I think it started out as a mistake in many ways. I think Bill Gates took it beyond a mistake and said, I don't care. We're pushing forward.
That's why he was like hissing on TV and giggling. Because psychos do that when they've got you chained down. We're not chained down, ass, like he's Ted Bundy, and we're chained down in a basement. Dude, we ain't chained down.
We are chained down, no. And we don't have Stockholm Syndrome either. You know what I mean? We're not falling in love with our oppressor. That's what they keep hoping for. They just keep, you know, telling us the same lies over and over. You need us. You can't live without us. That somehow.
By the way,
just,
this is the most powerful radio I've done in 26 years. it's the time we're in, though.
It is.
Now, you're on fire, brother.
All right, man.
So what's coming next?
You know, what's coming next, I think, is we are going to see these social media companies falling apart. I mean, they're already turning on half the country.
Oh, they're scared.
When you come from media, when I worked on CBS, you never really, you don't let, it was a medical talk show I worked on. You never want anything to sound Republican or Democrat, because you just lost half the country when you do that.
I've been on air 20, the use of the media was pretty fair, actually.
Right.
They were caring producers. Now they're like demons.
Well, because you can't lose millions and millions of viewers. It's all about money. And now they're making choices where they're isolating. They're driving conservatives into this vaccine discussion, into the chloroquine discussion, into medical discussion. They're making it two sides. But in many ways, when I started this, there was like 10-15% of us that were really starting to question vaccines. Well, now that they're saying, well, conservatives are jumping on board with this thing, you just gave us 50% of America. Now 50%, wait a minute. Oh, I'm
That's
a part
the thing about the globals. They have the power, but they don't have the smarts.
They sure do not have the smarts. They are not. We have got to stop giving them credit for being these brilliant thinkers. They're like third graders. It's like watching schoolgirls fight over a doll right now. And in the end, they're going to tear the arms off of both of it. No one's going to get the doll, and someone's going to step forward to the truth.
That's what actually frightens me, though, is, I mean, Gates comes out and says, I don't want you to have a digital tattoo. And there's 100 articles that day where his company's pushing it.
Right.
And people go look at that and they go, Microsoft's front page says, I get a digital tattoo to travel. He says it's not true.
Right. You're on camera. We can rewind now. This is, you know, we didn't get this message by the Pony Express. We can't say that it was written by somebody else. You are on camera saying these things. A history of you saying these things. How many times has Bill Gates said, I want to reduce the population? And yet they say, Del Bigtree spreads misinformation by saying there's a depopulation agenda.
And now
agenda.
He wants to put something
not
in my body.
Agenda.
I agree. I'm telling you, that's what they say. Like you said, the criminology, psychos at the end destroy themselves.
They do. They do. And that's what we're watching right now in many ways. And you got to feed them, right? Just keep feeding them energy right now. Go ahead. You know, that's why I love it. You're fighting me. You're going to take me on. Let's do
it. No,
this.
I agree. That's why I prod them and attack them.
That's right. That's right. Make them swing even wilder. You know, it's like that. You know, you want a bully. Wow. Just make them swing wilder.
Oh, my God. You're right back. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.